to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter, out on your own, or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, let's take your desk to another level. Now, arguably, the most important thing you need to get out of an interview is salary. And maybe that's controversial, but here's my logic. I've seen the CV, I've seen the LinkedIn profile, I kind of know where they've worked, I can get a sense of whether their skills are going to match with the job I've got, and now I'm on the interview, right? And yes, of course, personality, drivers, motivation, you know, reason for leaving, all these things are important, but for me, if all I had was the CV and I could only have one other bit of information, and my assumption is I've got the CV because they're activated on the market, so they've got some sort of motivation, I want to know how much they're worth. I need to know what the price is going to be for my client. How much is this skill set going to cost? Because that is what we're selling. That's our product, right? We're selling and that's the cost. So our clients need to know what's going to cost them. But how often have you interviewed a candidate and they've stonewalled you? When it comes to asking salary, they don't want to tell you. I mean, they obviously think that that's the right strategy for them. Maybe they're on a lower salary and they don't want to tell you. But for me, that's not good enough. And so I've invested a lot of time and energy on how do I make sure that everyone I work with, I get the salary information from. If you're a manager and you've got a staff member who comes back and they tell you about the candidate that they've got, but they can't tell you about the salary, or they give you this bullshit line, oh, they're asking for this. I don't give a fuck what they're asking for. I want to know what they're on now, right? And if you listen to this and you're a desk and you think that what they want is the answer, it is not the answer. I need to know what they're on now. Because if I don't know what they're on now, I don't know when I'm getting a better offer for them or a worse offer. What they want, fine, pie in the sky, but we will work on that as we go. I'm going on a bit of a tangent the last couple of episodes around psychology and the psychology of questioning and how you get the best out of your words, because yeah, our craft is what we do on the phone. So we've got is our words most of the time. Can't remember where I picked this tip up from, but it was the power of three. The power of three. Three questions. You ask three dead easy questions in quick succession so that the fourth question, it just rattles off like this. There's something about the to and fro of question-answer, that loosens people up to think that we're in a pattern now, we've just got to keep complying. So what do I mean by this? We're talking about this in the context of salary. If you picked up the phone to interview a candidate, said, hey, it's Brett here from ALRA, I just want to have you got half an hour, 45 minutes to go through? Yeah, absolutely, cool. If your first question was, what salary are you currently making? They're going to put their guard up. You already know this. They're going to say, whoa, like, Jesus, like, that's jumping straight into bed with us. Like, for some reason, that's the question we want the most answered, yet it's the one we struggle with the most. I think it's just because we know a lot of people will resist it. So here's a little tip for you. If you do find yourself struggling to get that information, try the power of three. Ask them three really simple questions. You know, going through it all, how many years experience have you got all up then, post-grad? Oh, 17 years. Okay, I look about 16, 17. Cool. Which was your favorite company out of all of the experience you got? What was a favorite company you've worked for? This one. Oh, okay, why was that? That was really cool. Okay. Did they pay you well? Oh, yeah, they were pretty good. And how's that compared to where you are now? Oh, I've got a little bit more now. And so what are you on at the moment? See how you just gradually get into it? Before you know it, they're answering it and they understand. Fine, it's all in context. So if you ask someone, and I don't want to give you too many specifics on this one because everyone's got their own flavor. The last thing I want you to do is use my words. You need to just understand the logic, and if you can understand the logic, put it in your own words and it'll flow out of your mouth. But just think, right? Get your interview form up if you have one. You should have one. And when you've got the salary questions, put in three questions beforehand that are easy to answer and they're quick to answer that kind of lead you into getting the salary information, because you'll find that they are way more open to telling you what that is, okay? And that's the crux of this episode. I'm going to keep going on other little tips and tricks around getting salary information out of candidates, because I think it's a really vital part of the interview process that we don't get right. So I mentioned before about people saying, oh, this is what they want. If their answer is, oh, look, I'm looking for 150. Yeah, okay, cool, 150. Is that including super or plus super? Oh, plus super, or we're going to say plus, that's fine. You go, cool, so what do you want at the moment? Is my next question. Oh, I don't really want to say. Look, these numbers aren't released. It's great to know where you want to be. I'm going to work with you to get that. I need to understand it in the context of where you're at now. And I want to understand, do you think you're underpaid at the moment? Are you overpaid? Is it fair value? I need to understand that. I'm like a doctor, right? If I don't understand all of it, I can't. It's a whole big picture, right? But believe me, I get paid a percentage based on what wage we get you. My vested interest here is to get you as much as possible, but I need the context, because I need to, if there's a big gap there, I've got to understand why. It will probably come out in references. I'll be able to let you know whether I think that's fair, undervalue, overvalue. But yeah, so you're on, I'm assuming if that's what you're asking for, you're on what, 120 at the moment? Oh, no. No, I'm on one, I'm on more than that. Oh, okay, so 130. So whenever they say, like, oh, I'm on more than that, or I'm on less than that, or somewhere around then, I will always put a number in. So let's just say they say, oh, I want 150. I go, oh, okay, cool. So what, you're on like one, I go really low, 120 at the moment? No, more than that. 130? A little bit more than that. Give me the number. 132? Yeah, 132. You're on 132 including super at the moment. No, 132 plus super. Oh, okay, sorry, my bad. I am playing games. I want to know that number. You know why it's important to have that number. You need to know where their current company values them and whether they're overpaid, underpaid, or whatever. You also want to know, can I place this person? How many times have you had a candidate go, I'm currently on this? And you look at them and go, really? You are on this? You've got like 2 years experience. You've got that much. Oh, I was really lucky. Go, mate, like, I know you've got all these reasons to want to leave. You got the golden handcuffs. I'm not getting you that money. Like, you need to know your time is worth valuing as well in this situation, because there's no point in working on a candidate who's overpriced. And unless you have that conversation with them and say, I'm sorry, man, you're overpriced. Like, if you really want to leave, we're going to have to think about life on a lesser salary. But if we can tick X, Y, Z, all these pain problems that you have, and it gets you set up for, you know, future projection, which is looking really, you know, nice, then it will be worthwhile. But I need you to really think about that, because I just don't think I can get you the money you're looking for. You need to have really frank and robust conversations around money, because it's the thing that kills all deals. You don't get that money right, it doesn't matter what you've said. Or if you haven't had that conversation up front to know where you stand on money, yeah, you really should be. So that's all I have time for you today. Money. This is how you get it out of them. The psychology of getting it out of them. The power of three. Ask three quick questions. Get three quick answers. Boom. Now you're on to salary, and they're going to probably spill their guts and tell you way more than what you're probably currently getting now. So, cool. You're welcome. That's all we have time for you today. If you like this, share, subscribe, you know, comment on it, send it out to your buddies. Helps us grow. We appreciate it. That's all we have time for today. As always, have an amazing day. May all your deals come true.